This morning on Wake Up With Hope, Living in the Kitchen is back with another healthy and delicious recipe. We will have music by Alessandro Sorace, Dog Tales, and an inspiring devotional thought from Pastor John Bradshaw.
Don't go anywhere. Good morning and happy Wednesday, and welcome to a new episode of Wake Up With Hope.
Hello, friends, and welcome to you on this lovely day in National Nutrition Month. March is typically when signs of winter start to let up as springtime nears, and now that springtime is here, it's the perfect time to renew your New Year's resolutions and start spending time thinking about your nutrition habits. After all, as it says in 3 John 1, God wants our physical health to prosper as well as our spiritual health.
And we want your health to prosper as well, friends, both our spiritual health and physical health. And that is why on today's program, we're covering both. So Live It in the Kitchen will be with us, joining us to share a healthy and delicious recipe. Also, we're going to have a devotional from John Bradshaw that is sure to inspire you. So first, let's take a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history in 1912, Helen Taft, the wife of President William Taft, and the Viscountess Chinda, spouse of the Japanese ambassador, planted two Yoshino cherry trees near the Jefferson Memorial on the northern bank of the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. This ceremonial act commemorated Japan's gift of 3,020 cherry trees to the U.S. government. The blossoming cherry trees quickly captivated visitors to Washington's mall area. In 1934, city commissioners initiated a three-day celebration of the late March blossoms, evolving into the annual Cherry Blossom Festival. Post-war World War II cuttings from Washington's trees were sent to Japan to restore Tokyo's collection, which has been ravaged by American bombing attacks during the conflict. What a way to show generosity and have it come back to you. The Japanese gave an incredible gift of over 3,000 trees as an act of kindness, and when they found their supply decimated because of the war, they were repaid from what they themselves had given.
It's an incredible illustration of the importance of kindness and generosity. As we give to God and others, we cannot lose. As it says in Acts chapter 20, verse 35, remember that our Lord Jesus said, more blessings come from giving than from receiving.
That is so true, isn't it? Well, our healthy friends from Loma Linda's Live It program are back this morning and in the kitchen. On the menu, Chinese steamed buns.
A northern Chinese specialty, steamed buns can be eaten as a main dish or as a snack. They can be stuffed, which we are showing, or unstuffed as a bread roll. It is possible to use whole wheat flour, just make sure it's an extra fine pastry flour. The stuffing can be raw, as it will fully cook during the steaming process, or it can be sautéed for a deeper flavor. Traditionally, a bamboo steamer is used, but any pot with a lid and a steam basket will work too. Although dipping sauces are not typically served with this dish, we do include a sauce to try. For another option, try hoisin sauce, thinned with some water or soy sauce. When stuffing the rolls, don't worry too much about technique. Essentially, all you're trying to do is cover the filling completely. They can be simply folded over and pinched to make a pocket. When they are steaming, they get pretty sticky, so make sure they are on parchment paper or wax paper and are not touching. If you like this preparation, I encourage you to experiment with other fillings, from sweet to savory.
Neil Schofield brings us another episode of Dog Tales today as he explores the railway tracks.
Dogs are amazingly loyal. It's no wonder they're called man's best friend. In fact, I can't think of one occasion when Cyrus has let me down or been disloyal in any way. He doesn't run away. He doesn't look at me as if to say, "Oh, I'm not sure if I can trust you." He never growls at me or leaves me for another owner. He likes to just hang around. He especially loves it when I'm out in his territory, the great outdoors. Some time back, I read the story about a dog which went way past what anyone would expect in terms of love and loyalty. The Russian news reported a 48-year-old man feeling so depressed he attempted suicide. He got drunk in one of the towns of Kazakhstan, and then he fell asleep on the railway tracks. Luckily for the man, his pet dog followed him to the scene of potential tragedy. He always stuck by his side, so why would tonight be any different? As the train approached the man on the tracks, his pet dog could see the danger. So what did he do? He rushed to his master's side just as the train slammed on the emergency brakes. The good news is that this loyal, loving dog took hold of his master with his teeth, and then he dragged him to safety. The man had a few bruises and broken bones, but he woke up in hospital safe and sound. It was a different story, however, for his loyal friend.
Attaboy.
He was struck by the train and killed. Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." How much do you love those closest to you? A faithful dog from Kazakhstan was so loyal he was willing to die for his friend. Now, I don't know what Cyrus would do if I really needed help. I'd like to think he'd be able to come and rescue me as well. But the key spiritual lesson I take from this story is what Jesus has done for me. The dog from Kazakhstan may have just acted from instinct, but Jesus chose to die from a deep-seated love. He literally laid down his life for his friends. God's love has no limits. What about yours?
If you're enjoying today's show, share with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more exciting content.
And check out our YouTube channel. Simply search for Wake Up With Hope and keep up with each one of our episodes.
We hope you're enjoying this time with us, but now we have to take a quick break. When we return, we will have inspiring music. And later, John Bradshaw from It Is Written will be encouraging us with this Spirit-filled message. Stay with us. Welcome back to Wake Up With Hope.
It's now time to share a blessing in song. Alessandra Sorace joins us now as she sings the classic and powerful, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus."
Isn't it amazing that we can be friends with the Most High God? And what a friend He is. In countless times, He's always been there for us. In Hebrews 13:5, Paul tells us that He's a friend that will never leave us or forsake us. He's a friend that we can put our complete trust in. A friend who gave His all for us and made the ultimate sacrifice, even unto death. Who can find a friend like that? Only Jesus is such a friend. He yearns with all His heart to be your best friend too. Won't you let Him?
To bear.
trouble anywhere. We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so fair?
If you're enjoying today's program like we are, please share it with your friends. Our website is hopetv.org/wakeup.
Coming up right after the break, Pastor John Bradshaw from It Is Written is sharing a thoughtful message from the Bible with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to our program. This morning, John Bradshaw from It Is Written is with us to share a reflective message from the Bible.
Hi there, this is John Bradshaw from It Is Written. I hope you are well and blessed and encouraged in the Lord. I believe there is a great day ahead today, and there's a great day ahead. Jesus is coming back to this earth soon, I believe, based on what we believe in the Bible. That's a great day that I hope you are looking forward to with all your heart. You might accuse me today of meddling just a little bit, although I promise you I'm not going to meddle. There are times that the Bible really comes close to us. Now listen, if you're studying Daniel chapter 12 or Daniel chapter 11 or Daniel chapter 10, I guess I could say if you're studying Daniel, but the prophecies of Daniel, which are found largely in the second half of the book of Daniel, honestly, they don't step on your toes. Now, you might have some closely held theological belief, a belief about the Bible, and you learn something, oh, that might challenge me. But unless that's happening, nothing about the prophecies of the Bible, those prophecies, really has the potential to upset you, to really feel like it's bugging your heart or speaking to the intricacies of your life. Much of the Bible is, how do I say, I don't want to say theoretical, but intellectual. Can I put it that way? You're looking at a prophecy, you're looking at a psalm, you're looking at some history. But what about those parts of the Bible that really rub your fur the wrong way, or at least could do? So, that having been said, let's consider this. I'll ask you a question. Have you ever said something like, I just snapped, something like that? I just lost it. I didn't mean to, but I said what I shouldn't have said because just in the heat of the moment, I couldn't do anything else. You ever seen anything like that? Ever had that experience? Now, of course, you might not want to admit that. So let me ask about this. Do you know people who have? Yeah, of course you do. There's a phenomenon that we never had when I was a kid. At least no one talked about it like this, although I had seen it play out. And that's road rage. It's very common today. Maybe 10 or 15 years ago it became a thing. But where people driving on the roads just get angry with somebody and they lose their sense and crazy things happen. And road rage. Well, what were you doing, man? Oh, look, I was driving on the road. That guy did something dangerous. I just lost it. Next thing, I just lost it. You hear very tragic accounts of where somebody maybe got in a heated discussion and someone was insulted or wounded or some such thing, and somebody draws a gun and fires a shot, and often after that those are consequences that you cannot roll back. So this happens in a variety of ways, sometimes very tragic, other times maybe embarrassing or unsettling or uncomfortable or something that you regret. So what do you do about that? Here's what the Bible says in James 1 and verse 20. It says, the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. The wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God, it says in the King James. New King James says something very similar. It does not produce righteousness. You know people as well as I do who are just angry. Angry at the world, angry about whatever, mad at their boss, mad at their family, mad at you, mad at me. Just mad. They're just angry people. What does that actually accomplish? If you have a grudge, if you're angry, if you're mean-spirited, that can push you to some really unfortunate places. And at the end of the day, and I do mean that quite literally, you look back over the day, you will regret harboring those thoughts, indulging those passions, expressing that anger. You know what I don't think I've ever met? I don't think I've ever met a person who a day, a week, a month, or a year afterwards looks back and says, I'm really glad that I lost my temper. I feel so good about having lost my cool. Now, I've met people who say, I told him so and he deserved to have it, but that may be a horse of a different color. Do you ever feel like you grew as a person or you left a great impression or you helped a situation? No, you never felt that way. But many of us wrestle with controlling our temper. Now, what's interesting is this. Sometimes you can go through life and you're on a pretty even keel, but you just get in that situation and then you blow up. So why is that? I'll tell you why. It's because you have not practiced, you have not got into the habit of surrendering to God when the temperature gets turned up. I mean, when you're driving and it's 71 degrees and you stop at the supermarket and you get a parking space right out front and you walk inside and, hello, sir or madam, how are you? And, oh, well, I came for beans and they're half price. And it's pretty easy to be a Christian under those circumstances. Pretty easy to be an even-keeled human being. But then, you know, when everything starts falling apart and you get in this difficult situation, you feel like you've let people down, or you feel like you're not going to make it in time, you feel like someone has let you down, you can sometimes manifest behavior that the day before when things were even, you were not going to manifest. So what you want to do, connect to God and be in the habit of communicating with God. If you are that person who communicates with God on a moment-by-moment basis, on a situation-by-situation basis, then when you get squeezed, your default reaction is not to scream or shout or yelp or punch or claw. Your default reaction is to turn to God and say, I'm being squeezed and I need your help. The good thing, if I can say that, about you losing your cool is it shows you that you've got a problem. And I don't mind telling you that if you're one of those people who loses their cool, you got a problem. It's showing you what's on the inside. So when that is revealed, when what's on the inside spills out, you realize that there's a problem on the inside. So you go to God and you say, you got to do something about that. And you go again and you go again and you go again. And here's the truth. Even though you might slip at times, you can get to the place where Jesus so fills you, where His Spirit so overtakes you, that you're not that angry, reactionary, irascible, cantankerous person that you used to be. Or you're not that person who goes along, and then flares up, and then settles down and then goes on again. You don't want to be that person, because you feel lousy about yourself, other people feel lousy about you, and it doesn't represent the God of heaven. So we're going to let Jesus into our hearts. We're going to pray that prayer every day. We'll pray it during the day. When you get into a situation, so, I can feel the tension rising, that's when you pray again. Lord, I'm in a situation here. I know what happened last time. I lost my cool. I don't want to do it again. And you pray. Sometimes you got to pray, get up and leave the room. Sometimes you got to pray and block out the noise. Sometimes you got to pray and, I don't know, change the channel or whatever the case might be. Learn to answer in a sweet way. But it happens, doesn't it? Life is going on, and the next minute you are losing your cool. You are shouting at somebody. You are saying things that you don't want your mother to hear you say. You can do better than that, because Jesus at work in your life can do better than that. Be a better world if we all answered kindly and didn't lose our cool when our feathers are ruffled. God won't take away the ruffling. Sometimes He might. But He'll allow you to be ruffled so you'll see what's on the inside. Remember, anger doesn't work the righteousness of God. So give that to God and let God even you out and live a life with far fewer regrets. Have a great day. Looking forward to seeing you again. Until then, God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor John, and amen.
And thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope today. Now, don't forget to visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to learn more about what we have going on.
And be sure to tune in tomorrow. We're going to have a special feature on the Nile River, and we're continuing to learn more about knowing God with Dr. John Peckham. You don't want to miss it. And if you enjoyed today's message, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides designed with you in mind. Again, friends, that's hope.study. You will be blessed and encouraged.
Amen. And before we go, we want to have a Bible promise to share with you. And it's found in Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 and 45.
And it says, "But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For He makes His sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust."
What a beautiful promise, friends, and a reminder that God can take care of us in spite of ourselves. He loves us and calls us to love others just the same. You know, what a blessing to know that as He calls us to do this, He also empowers us to do so. So friends, take hold of His hand today. His power and grace is available to you.
Amen. Friends, we pray that you will have a wonderful day, and we can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Let's pray together. Father in heaven, today, Lord, we are so thankful to know that there's a God in heaven who gives us a message of hope. You have power. You have grace that is sufficient for us. And we thank you. So, Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit as we go on with our day. In Jesus' name, amen.